MMAMadhouse.com would like to thank their sponsors, Draco Impact Armor, Intimidation Clothing, Valley Auto, All Out Fight Shop, Ink Tank Tattoo, Game Changer Clothing, Hype Fight Store, Bushido.ca, GFL.tv, Rear Naked Smoke, Pro-Am Belts, Vision Smoke Shop, Big T's Nightclub, Clench Custom Mouthguards, Brawl Base, Triumph Fitness, Central Oregon Trike, Crossroader Clothing, and Jax Media. Always supporting local MMA, you're listening to MMAMadhouse.com live.
Everybody, it's not a Wednesday night, it's a Monday night, and we decided at MMA Madhouse that we needed a special show for the guests tonight, and we didn't mess around. We're going to spend some time strictly one-on-one with Mr. Carlos Valle, and he is live with us right now, so we're not going to waste any time. How are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing well. I'm glad to be at the show. Thank you guys for having me in tonight.
Well, episode 180, we've been doing this for quite a few years now, and we are very proud to sit down and give you your own show, because all I've read, all I've heard, and all I know about you and your organizations, multiple, that you guys are great for not only the community of MMA, but you guys are great for the community that you guys live in and support, and that you guys have a huge hand in why amateur MMA in Florida is successful. So our fans are going to enjoy getting to sit down with you tonight. And for everybody out there, we're going to touch a little bit on Wesley Chapel Fight Night 5, which is his event, but we're also going to talk about his gym, what he does for the community, and a lot of other stuff, TV deals, everything, sponsoring us. We're going to go over everything. So let's start first, especially because there's going to be a lot of fans listening to our show that maybe have never even been to Florida and only live in Germany or in China. We have fans all over the world. So why don't you tell everybody who you are and give us a bio?
Like you said, my name is Carlos Valle, and we have, we're located in Wesley Chapel, Florida, which is a really small town about 20 minutes north of Tampa Bay. We started it a little less than a year ago with the idea of, not only helping fighters, get from amateur to professional, but also anybody in between, who wants to do it as a part-time, as a fitness, or just, loves sport, wants to do it full-time. And so that's how we started. And along the ways, we saw the opportunity and we saw the need on our youth and our, young kids that, a lot of times, parents coming from homes, they're single parents, they cannot afford, a high quality, MMA gym. So that's when we started, our sponsorship, and we started, doing scholarships for them. We do a little bit of everything, MMA, boxing, wrestling, judo, and of course Brazilian jiu-jitsu. We have some great coaches. We have Frank Cisneros, which is a judo Olympian, also a black belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu, who actually lived in Brazil and trained, until he got his black belt. And his wife, which is Ingrid Medrano, she's a wrestling Olympian and also a black belt in judo. And we got a, awesome boxing coach, which is WBO world champ Carlos Indio Quintana. So we feel we have a, a great team of, of fighters and trainers, and we're able to give good classes from any to amateur to professional.
Now, okay, I'm curious, you got anybody out there? We're talking about it. I'm going to talk about his gym right now, AOL MMA, which stands for American Olympic League. He has a beautiful website, folks. Get out there, AOLMMA.com. Check it out. What was it? Did you have an athletic background as a kid? Did you just have a passion for sports? What got you to go into the gym business?
Well, first of all, I didn't really have any formal training as, you know, other than the occasional, you know, street fight or that, but I always had the love for the sport. And what made me go into the, not only the business side, but, you know, as it was fitness. I was suffering from, you know, some health problems due to, you know, lack of exercise and, you know, and bad, you know, habits of eating. And doing, you know, the MMA, you know, I've been able to lose about 60 pounds. And it really, like, it turned around, you know, my life and my health-wise. You know, all my levels are good now. You know, I got good blood pressure. My cholesterol is good. My sugar level, everything's good. So that's, you know, the focus that I took was that, and the passion of the sport, of course, that had always been there. So, you know, along the ways, like I told you, like, you know, we saw not only the need to cater to as fitness, but cater to people that need it, and especially our young, you know, and our kids that, you know, need the training and need that, the martial arts as, you know, guidance and discipline.
Now, you get the gym going. You obviously have now progressed into running a promotion, or at least backing a promotion. I still am not 100% clear. Are you doing the matchmaking for this promotion, or are you hiring a matchmaker, or do you have an in-house matchmaker?
Yes. We, you know, we started doing our you know, Wesley Chapel, our first Wesley Chapel fight night. You know, it was in-house. It was held at our gym, and we started doing the promotion on our own. You know, we did our own matchmaking, you know, in-house, everything. Until it started getting, you know, a little bit bigger. Then our last fight night, we had close to 500 people, and it was, you know, it was a full house. And, you know, we decided that the next one we needed to, you know, hire a matchmaker. So we hired Michael Janis from Highlander MMA, and he's our official, you know, matchmaker. He's doing an awesome job of putting together this first female-dominated MMA event, you know, in our area. And, you know, we're excited, and we're looking forward to, you know, having, you know, more promotions like this. You know, we're focusing on our promotions to help all the amateur fighters. You know, a lot of times the amateur fighters, you know, train as hard as a professional fighter, but, you know, they don't make anything. A lot of times, you know, they have left behind, you know, family and their jobs for the dream of, you know, becoming a professional fighter. So we believe that, you know, we can help each other, you know, like fighters to fighters. And, you know, that's what our promotion believes in. And that's, you know, that's our focus, you know, not only having them fight for us and, you know, forget about them, but we're trying to give them, like, excellent exposure. We're trying to help them out, you know, in everything we can. You know, we offer, you know, all of our fighters that are coming from far away, we offer them, you know, hotel and, you know, travel expenses. We help out, you know, that way that they can, you know, they don't have to carry with all the expenses on their own. And we're excited that, you know, our fights are going to be featured on Fox Networks, the channel Mundo Fox, which is, you know, a pretty big channel in, you know, all across the states. And so we have a live crew that's going to be there, you know, filming. And we also going to have the president of the XFC, John Prisco, who's going to be, you know, looking at some of our young talent that are going to be fighting.
And he, Prisco's coming to the Freedom High School event, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I remember seeing that. I believe it was maybe it was last night or earlier today. I had seen that posted when I was doing some research. John Prisco's a great guy. If he's coming to your league to look at your talent and what you're doing, obviously you're doing things at a higher level with a very professional, you know, attitude and look at it. And it's interesting as somebody who, you know, has not really grown up in the sport, you know, you might not have some of the not bad habits, but habits that some fighters who become promoters get when they're matchmaking and building events, which we see all the time across the country, and we see, you know, people do it great as well. But I like your approach to this, and I like that you not only, you know, you have the gym to feed your league, but you're using other people. You're bringing in other gyms. You know, some promoters get a little turned off about that when they quote unquote do a gym show, you know, something that's trying to hide, you know, showcase their talent, you know, and let people know that their gym's a great gym to train at. How easy or hard was it for you guys to decide to go after fighters outside your region and outside your gym?
It was pretty challenging. It was pretty hard because first off, you know, nobody wants to fight for a new promotion, you know. Even if some of the promotions out there, you know, I'm not helping with anything, you know. They'd rather fight with a promotion that's been more established and, you know, than a new promotion. But we know we've been telling all of our fighters, the ones that are on card, that we are going to work hard for them, you know, because they are working hard and they are training hard to put a good show. So we cannot, you know, just take them for granted and take all of our fighters for granted. So our job is to give them the best exposure possible that they can have, and that's why you know, we're trying to bring, you know, the most exposure to them, not only by having TV but promoting the, you know, on all our radio show, our radio stations, also with you guys, and you're helping us. You know, we're trying to give them the best exposure because at the end, you know, they're working hard for a goal. They're not just getting in the cage and fighting just to get beat up and go work the next day. You know, they're doing it with a goal in mind, and it's to become professional. So based on that, you know, we're trying to help them out, you know, develop as amateur fighters, being proud that they came out of an amateur promotion and like us.
Now, in a second, I want to get to some fan questions that are coming in, but you touched on a couple of times so far in this interview, you've touched on exposure for an amateur fighter. And I'm somebody, and here at Madhouse, our team is somebody who believes that that's very important. You know, when you get to that level of Zuffa or Maximum Fighting Championships or, you know, even ONE FC, by then, you know, you're going to get blasted by every media. You're going to be interviewed. You're going to have to understand promoting yourself. With you, all these platforms that you guys have at your disposal to get fighters notarized and give them exposure to maybe other leagues and other management companies and other fighters, how do you guys address a fighter with social media? Do you guys get them and ask them to, when they have their downtime away from camp, to promote as much as possible through social media?
Yes. We're asking everybody to, you know, go ahead and, you know, let everybody know. We're also helping them out with, in a way, you know, we give them tickets, you know, at wholesale. You know, we give 40% off of every ticket to the fighters, so that way they can, you know, they can sell their tickets, and, you know, that way, you know, ease the pain of, you know, spending that money, because they don't have the money to be, you know, training and fighting, because a lot of our amateur fighters, they have full-time jobs, you know. They have to work a full-time job and then, you know, then go train. So it's hard, and we understand that point. So we ask them, we encourage them, you know, to go on social media, you know, and let everybody know about the fight. That way, you know, they can get exposure to their local, you know, and relatives and friends and family, as well as, you know, anybody that might be seeing their pages or whatever the media platform they're using. So yeah, we encourage them to reach out and to promote themselves. You know, we help them as well if they need help with creating their pages and, you know, developing. You know, we offer that help as well.
That, honestly, that is beautiful. So many amateurs today don't understand when you get to the level of where you maybe got two or three pro fights left, or amateur fights left before you turn pro. It's important that you know how to market your talent and market yourself. Not only to sponsors and other promoters out there and even to management companies, but to fans. You know, you've got to be able to, on social media, be able to interact and show your sponsors that you promote well and all that. And I love that you're willing to step back and take the time to help a kid out who maybe doesn't understand Twitter or how to build an athlete page on Facebook and work with them. I think that's something I would love to see a lot more promotions step up and do. I feel a lot will be afraid to do that because the fighter might go to another promotion down the road and then everything they gave him and tools to better himself, they take somewhere else. Obviously, you guys are not concerned as long as they're bettering themselves, which I love. Now, I want to...
That's right.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, that's right. And we've had, you know, we already had some fighters, you know, and this just happened this recent week, and that we have fighters already, you know, with us, and that we had already started to promote and announce, and you know, they end up taking a fight with another promotion. We don't get offended or mad at it. You know, we were just happy that, you know, we were able to help at least for a short time. And if they feel that they need to go to another promotion, then at least they know that we tried our best to help them out. And we were, you know, willing to help them out the whole process.
I 100% think that's a beautiful, you know, mentality, and I support you, and I'm glad that not only are you working with us, but we get to work with you as well, and hopefully, you know, there's some people out there tonight around the world who take your advice and maybe look different at how they're doing things. And as for the fan questions, I'm going to give you two that's kind of, you know, works together, so maybe you could just answer it all in one. Is there a special reason why this event is at a high school, and does Freedom High School teach or support MMA through any of their programs at the school?
Yeah, well, we have the support of the wrestling team, which they are looking to step into that process. You know, they're going to start, as wrestlers as they are, they're going to start in the process of, you know, obviously they already have down the grappling part of it. They're going to move into the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu to later on, you know, whoever feels that that's the route they want to go, becoming, you know, an amateur MMA fighter. And we found the support of Freedom High School, and a lot of the schools, a lot of the other venues were, like, skeptical about, oh, MMA is going to be, you know, it's going to be savages, you know, getting into a cage, you know, that's not a sport that we want to support. And we had a lot of negative places. We already had, like, three venues that, like, backed up as soon as we mentioned the words MMA. They say, oh, no. And, it's a sport, and it's a growing sport, and, you know, and after a while they're going to be, you know, asking MMA to do events at their venues because it's becoming so popular and it's becoming so big.
Could we possibly see, this is another question from a fan, could we possibly see you co-promoting with to raise money for the wrestling program? Like, do an event is what they're asking to help raise money for the wrestling program. Would you be open to that?
Yes, and this event, yeah, absolutely. And this event is going to be part of that. Part of the proceeds that we're going to come is going to go to the Freedom High School wrestling team. It's not that we're just doing the event and we took their help for granted. No, we're going to help the wrestling team because the funds from the county and from the state are limited. And, you know, they're struggling, you know, to sometimes make it to nationals. You know, they're going to have nationals that same day as wrestling nationals. And, you know, a lot of them struggle just to make it to nationals, you know, because there was so little funding from the school and from the district itself. So we're happy, you know, to step in and help these kids. You know, anything that we can promote, and anything that we can help to promote a healthy and behavior on all these kids, and as in, you know, helping them become better wrestlers and helping them become, you know, ranked nationally, and you know, that way they feel that they're not alone, but, you know, they have support from a big community. that a lot of times, you know, because of jealousy between promotions, nobody comes together and wants to help out. But at the end, you know, we got to step away from that, you know, box and see, you know, what are we working for? Are we working just to make money and pocket ourselves and profit, or are we working for a better future, to have more athletes out there and less, you know, bombs out there, and less people that less kids and youth that are wasting their time and wasting their talents on the streets, you know, doing nothing. So we have to take that approach. You know, we feel that it's our duty that to, you know, to help promote this. So, you know, we're happy that Freedom High School gave us the opportunity to do the event at their school. So therefore, we're going to keep supporting their wrestling team.
And for everybody out there, you guys know, I say it all the time, man, you know, skip a Zuffa pay-per-view at this right here, folks. If you live within 2 hours, this is an excellent reason to take some time out and go support an event. First of all, this is going to be a grappling tournament and a fight night all in one day. And, you know, you guys can go all over, I believe, Valley Auto Auctions, Metro PCS, and Wesley Chapel Cell Phone Repair. And then you have a restaurant also they can pick tickets up at, right?
Yes, we have the Wing House of Wesley Chapel, who's one of our main sponsors. And, you know, they're going to have the tickets on sale. And they're also helping us out, you know. After the event, we're having an after party there, giving an awards over there. And they're also going to give, you know, all the fighters who won, you know, they're going to give them, like, free meals and discounts to all their families. So they're helping us out, you know, in a great way also to make this possible.
Well, I hope that this is a complete and utter blowout for you, especially because, like, you know, it's great. Fans out there asking about if you're going to give back, and right off the bat, this is already, you know, something that has already been set in motion before you ever came on the show. So that's great to see you giving back to the wrestling community. And I'm glad that you're not playing the politics, which I know happen. And trust me, they happen everywhere, but I know down in the Tampa area, there's a lot of politics with some of the promoters down there and the way they handle things. And I'm glad that you're not in this for the politics. You're in this for the fighters and the community. And I think that's a beautiful aspect that I'm proud to help you promote.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you. We appreciate anybody who's, you know, who's willing to, you know, step away from that, you know, gray zone where they're just looking at it one-sided, and they're not really looking at our future with our kids and, you know, and really our future, you know, that's our future, you know, the future of our country, you know, and I believe that if we seed and we help grow this community and help grow the sport, you know, we're all going to see the good results as, you know, as a community together.
And that's what it's about. You know, if you're not trying to, you know, compete with the top three organizations in the world, then your job is to provide a safe platform for these athletes to test their talents and perform at, and for their fans, you know, to come watch. Because some of these guys, they might not want to go pro. Maybe they just want to do it for a couple years. Maybe they just want to try it out once. It's not for them, but they love the training. Maybe it's, you know, like you said, maybe we can get a couple of kids who might have gone down the wrong side of the road to come into the gym one day and find a great outlet for maybe their frustrations or whatever is hindering them mentally or physically in their life to promote it to being a great citizen that is productive, you know, in society. So I like that. And I really, you know, I want to touch on your gym, because if anybody out there hasn't checked it out, it's a beautiful, beautiful facility. You guys offer a little bit of everything from judo, wrestling, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, you know, striking, cardio. I mean, you guys offer so much. And you guys are not just offering it, but you guys are members of USA Boxing, USA Judo, International Judo Federation, the USA Wrestling Federation, the International BJJ Federation. So you guys aren't just saying this. You guys are able to back this up with a credential from a legitimate organization saying you guys are trying to promote these individualized sports correctly, safely, and healthy. And I love it. I love it. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about your gym?
Yeah, well, we're there. You know, we're located just 2 miles east of 75, right in the middle of Weston Chapel. We have a 5,000 square feet facility. We have a professional boxing ring and an MMA cage. We have over 2,000 square feet of mat area for grappling, wrestling, jiu-jitsu, and we have all the necessary equipment and a weight room as well. We also offer after school program, for the parents that are out there, we saw the need in that too, is a lot of parents didn't want to leave their kids unattended, taking the bus and just going home and sometimes just watching TV. So we offer an outlet for them to come. Not only we help them with their homework, we give them, the help necessary, but then we also train them in, boxing, wrestling, jiu-jitsu, and then the adults class, followed by the kids class as well. For anybody who's just looking to be the weekend warrior or for anybody who's looking to take their game to the next level, we offer all that. We have a self-defense class for women and fitness aimed for women too. We have like a women's class. Specializing the girls go in there and every week they work on a different area of their body, and it's a girls' class only, so it's become pretty popular. So we offer, if you're around the area or even if you're not, I encourage you to come over, stop by, take a look. We offer a free class so you can come try it out, and it will be worth your drive. We have a world-class coaches, athletes, and, world champs, so you won't regret it.
I tell you what, folks, 7 a.m. Monday, you want to be there. That's judo time. That's the class. It's also Friday at 7. But I don't know, man. I think 6:30 on Thursday, Muay Thai. Come on now, guys. That's pretty good. I mean, yeah, I love it. You guys offer everything, and it's really truly a blessing that you guys will take the time out to work with kids on their schoolwork before class, the kids' classes. That's truly admirable. I mean, when you guys truthfully could take that time and probably find things that you could maybe benefit your company more, you're willing to take that time and benefit the community more by helping these kids with not just health and physicality training, but mental training by working with them in their schoolwork. I don't know what to say other than that's just great.
Yes, yes, we want these kids to excel in their school and, get good grades, not only be, good athletes, but, be well-rounded, at school and in fitness as well.
Obviously, this facility, when I come down to Florida to visit, I will definitely be coming by and letting you guys throw me around a little bit because it's a beautiful facility. You guys have, like you said, classes for everybody, whether you just want to, get healthy or whether you want to, try to make a run at this as a pro or you just want to focus on one aspect of, evolving a game because maybe you just like judo or maybe you just like, Muay Thai, and you don't want to do anything else. That's great. I love it. And, I got to talk to you. You've stepped out in the community a lot to help kids. Can we talk a little bit more about that? Because I know that you have other businesses along with the radios and, the auto, the Valley Auto. I know you have all these businesses, so you're using all these ventures to help kids. Do you want to talk a little bit about what else you're doing outside the gym to help the community?
Yeah, we have a nonprofit called Sports League of Wesley Chapel. It's a 501c3 nonprofit charitable organization, and all the proceeds from not only the gym, but from the events and the radio station, and our show on TV, and also the dealership that we have, all the proceeds go to Sports League of Wesley Chapel, which. The goal and the mission of the league is to help out, underprivileged kids that they can't afford, to train, cannot afford the uniforms, the gloves, the wraps, everything that takes, you know, to be in the sport. So we provide them with all the necessary, you know, tools for them to train. We will pick them up from school, bring them to our gym, and then, you know, offer them, you know, all the training. And as well as we're helping now, and we have an orphanage in Central America in El Salvador, and soon we're opening one in India. So we're helping, you know, those two, and the focus on the orphanage is, you know, help the kids out, you know, with food, you know, for them to have 3 square meals, have clothes, you know, a good place to sleep. But then, you know, we're sending athletes over there as mission to, you know, go teach boxing, go teach judo, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and all that to, you know, to have them train as well. You know? So that's the goal of the sports leagues of Wesley Chapel. And we also, you know, we're looking for all of the events, you know, for all the proceeds to go into that to, you know, help out not only our community but kids all over the world that, you know, need the help.
Yeah, once again, I just commend you on, you know, taking that extra step, not just in your community, but obviously communities in other cities and locales internationally. You know, you could easily have said, look, I gave money to my local wrestling program. I've helped out some kids after school get off the streets. And that, dude, honestly, most people would have never said anything other than you did by right. You took that one step farther, and now you're working with not just athletes to go over and train these kids, but to help these kids live a better life. Man, I don't know how you find any time for your own personal life. I mean, between the MMA league, between the, you know, the radio, between the auto, between the gym, you know, between working with the different, you know, community projects, it's truly you should be the poster boy for, you know, amateur MMA in America.
I don't know about that, but all I feel that it's our duty, you know, if we have health and we have our capacity and we have that need to help. I think it's in everybody's hands. You know, we can all like do a little to make, you know, a change in our community and in the world as well. So I think that anybody can do it and everybody should do it, you know. If you set yourself to do it, you know, you can make a change, even if it's with your neighbors, you know, or you know, the community where you live, you know, you can make a change anywhere you are with the tools that you have.
You know, I truly, truly wish I could get down there, and I want everyone listening tonight, especially for the rebroadcast and the downloads. If you guys are anywhere, man, within 2 hours of Wesley Chapel, Florida, get out there and support this event. You guys know I say that all the time, and I mean it. But this is one event where you know that money is going back to the fighters, the after-school programs, the wrestling program, the, you know, the community. And that is what I think we should see more people doing. And I have, you know, friends out there, promoters who are as just passionate about their community as you. But I'm serious when I say I feel like you're starting to take it just to another level. I mean, you know, giving back to the wrestling program, I think, is beautiful. And I don't believe anybody out there would ever qualm with that, especially a school like Freedom High School that opened their doors to an MMA league. That's just beautiful. But, you know, It's even more impressive that you're taking money out of your own pocket to tutor kids, man, in the gym. And, you know, you're taking money out of your own pocket to make sure fighters, you know, can travel so they can get to these events. I mean, you're going above and beyond, and it's really admirable. I mean, it's truly, truly something that's not seen enough. And, you know, I gotta wonder, how much is your family involved? How much does that put stress on your personal life?
Well, yeah, you know, starting, I think the most stressful part of it is starting, you know, at the beginning, you know, you kind of wonder, you know, and your family kind of wonders, you know, hey, you know, you put in this money out of your pocket to help this, you know, when you can, you know, just take a trip, you know, and, you know, I have planned like 2-3 trips last year, and I didn't take one because I feel that I have this responsibility, you know, to do. And, you know, from time to time, you know, it gets difficult, you know, because sometimes you say, man, I could invest this money in my business, you know, or I could use this money for something else. But, you know, I believe that I'm working towards, you know, a bigger goal and you know, and working to something to make a difference, you know, not only, you know, enjoy myself, but enjoy, you know, and see other people enjoy it too, and see other people enjoy the sport and, you know, excel in the sport. And I think if I can do it, then I will do it. If God has given me the health and the funds and the blessing to do it, then I think it's our duty to help. At least it's my duty to you know, to help out. But I have the support of family. You know, my wife helps me out with all the marketing and the press releases. I also have you know, my parents that are also passionate about the help, you know, that we're doing as a nonprofit. I have my sister and our coaches that are also willing to do it, and they're also passionate about, you know, our coaches came, you know, they started training, you know, when they were little, and they came, you know, from a place where it was, you know, third world country, a bad area, in like our head coach, Francis Nero, says that the sport, judo saved his life. You know, judo, you know, prevented him from being in the street, from being in a gang, and you know, and he believes that he needs to give back to that, and that's why we have created an excellent team, because everybody around us, you know, believes in this nonprofit and wants to succeed and wants to help out, you know, people in this nonprofit.
Well, I got to tell you what, thank you to your wife. I love the press releases. They're very smooth for us to promote and to put up and post. So I thank her very much, because sometimes we have trouble with press releases from people. But she does a great job with that. And, you know, coming up, you know, you've got some great events. You know, you want to let's touch one more time. Let's go over, I know this card coming up, Wesley Chapel Fight Night 5, it's supposed to be 12 amateur bouts, and I believe 5 of them are girls, or is 6, somewhere around there?
Yeah, we initially had 6. We had some of the girls that got injured, and so, you know, I think down to, we're confirmed 4 girl fights right now.
Oh, great.
Initially we had 6, and we're waiting for one to be confirmed. We're trying to work with travel, you know, and all that at the moment. But, you know, if it might be possible that we might have five girl fights.
And
everything is gonna be, you know, the whole show, you know, it's gonna be family friendly. So, you know, it's open to anybody. You know, it's gonna be a great environment. You know, we gotta start at 7, you know, we gotta try to get everybody, you know, in, out, and everybody out at a good time so they can still go enjoy the after party and, you know, still be home on time. So, yeah, we gotta do a halftime show. We have some local talent coming over, and also we're helping them out at, you know, featuring them, you know, their new and upcoming productions, and, you know, so we're excited about that as well.
Now, and for everybody out there, I'll go over it. I know he's going to touch on some stuff and sponsor shout-outs in minutes, but it's Freedom High School, 17410 Commerce Park Boulevard, Tampa, Florida, Wesley Chapel, Fight Night 5. Folks, doors are going to open at 6. Like he said, fights will start at 7. 25 in advance, 30 at the door. And if for some reason you can't make it, you said Mundo Fox will be rebroadcasting this?
Yeah, Mundo Fox will be broadcasting the whole fight, you know, from beginning to end, including our halftime show. It is not going to be live. They're going to broadcast it the following week.
Perfect. Okay, so
we're going to be putting, you know, the posts, and we're probably going to put links and all that, and we'll let everybody know. But if, you know, if they're in the area, you know, it's going to be worth it, the drive to come to come here and visit us and have a good time with us and be a part of the support team that we much need.
Now, you know, I know that this card's going to be, you know, really focused on, you know, some of the up and, you know, coming women that are fighting in the amateur leagues in Florida. Is this something that we'll see maybe more from you, like consistently 3 or 4 girl fights?
Yes, that's the plan. We already have, we're just waiting on the final date for our next show, which, you know, we're planning on doing it in April. We just gotta, you know, we just gotta wait exactly the date. We're gonna be bringing some girls from Brazil, actually some amateur fighters from Brazil. They're gonna be joining us at our next event. So we're excited about that to be promoting that. We got some females coming from Mexico and El Salvador. So you know, we're trying to work all that into our fights for the, you know, for the rest of the year to always be having, you know, at least our goal will be to be having half of the girl fights on the card, you know, and the other half male. So, and it usually is a sport dominated, male dominated sport, but we believe that everybody has the same chance, you know.
And I love that you're bringing in some of the ladies and looking at folks that are not just, you know, living in your county. And I'll tell you what, I've seen recently in the last year, I've seen a couple of guys, especially young kids, come out of one out of Honduras and one out of El Salvador that are making big waves in America. I know a lot of the Zuffa zombies won't understand that fact that MMA exists in other countries and they have talent there, folks. I'm glad that you're going to give them a chance in the States to showcase it. I think, you know, that will truly give the kids competing against these international fighters a leg up on some of the other amateur fighters who are getting the same routine with the same guys on the same cards, you know, over and over and over, where you only have 10 fighters, you just rotate them a lot. So I like that. You bring in flavor and talent people haven't seen. You give them a chance. You give your locals a chance to compete against new people that aren't training in their town that they might not know about. I like it. Are you, or is the matchmaker kind of taking a look at these? Who's researching all these fighters out of country?
Yeah, we are. We're part of, you know, AOL MMA. It's part of Top Brother. We're the USA branch of Top Brother. Top Brother is a Brazil-based organization. They have over 3,000 members, and, you know, they have fighters, you know, in the XFC. They have fighters in the UFC, Bellator, all over. And, you know, they're in Rio, based out of Rio, but they have schools all throughout Rio and Sao Paulo, Panama, Mexico, and, you know, we are the USA branch here. So some of the talent that is coming from this school that they're going to be, you know, sending here, you know, for them to, you know, they're amateur, all amateur fighters. But, you know, they want to come and, you know, compete here and, you know, showcase their talent against, you know, our local talent. And so I think we're excited. You know, we're also in the talks with Korea. We're in contact with a few, you know, MMA schools in Korea, and you know, we're hoping to put all this together as, you know, showcase the best amateur fights in the area and really in the country, and then, you know, for them to all have a good exposure and have a good ramp to shoot them to a good professional level.
You know, I don't know. I mean, short of maybe let's talking about your cars for sale, maybe you can hook me up. I just wrecked my Camaro this morning.
I don't know.
You know, you've pretty much just blown me away by what you're doing with everything, your leagues, your gyms, the nonprofits, everything, you know, the partnerships you're making. I'm just thoroughly impressed, and I'm truly honored that you stepped up to be sponsors of our, you know, of MMAMadhouse.com, and I'm very glad that we're able to work with you, and I'm happy to be able to, you know, rebroadcast with you and everything. And I do want to ask you, since I brought it up, you got any Camaros for sale?
Yes, actually I do. I do. You know, we through our Valley Auto Auction dealership, we auction cars, but we also sell, you know, cars, you know, on regular buy and now prices. With that, you know, we've been in the same area dealing with the same, you know, banks. We get seized vehicles, police impounds, bank repos. So, you know, that gives us the ability to, you know, be able to reach a little bit of everything. So we do have, you know, a good inventory, and we have access to, you know, thousands of cars as well if we don't have it in stock.
I got two fan questions. One says, do you have in-house financing for someone broke? And the other one asks, what's the coolest car you've ever gotten in from a police auction?
Probably, yes. We do offer in-house financing. We, you know, we don't look at credit. So, you know, we go, you know, we offer, like, great financing for somebody that is just starting out. Or somebody that probably was challenged in the past, you know, with the credit, you know, when the economy took a dump, a lot of people went down, a lot of people weren't able to find another car. You know, we offer the financing and warranties on all of our vehicles. And, yeah, probably the coolest car I have driven been Ferrari. It was a police impound. A car that was seized along with four other Ferraris, and I was able to, it was Enzo. Yeah, it was a Ferrari Enzo, $1 million car, and it was, you know, it was a trip. I didn't even know how to shift it, but it took me like an hour of being in that car. But yeah, that was probably the sweetest ride I ever. Like, I didn't end up buying it, obviously, but at least I got to drive it.
Right? That is super cool. Well, you know, we're going to wrap up in a couple minutes, so I want you to take this time, man. This is your time, man. Any social media information, any sponsors, any ticket information, anything you want to get out, say, or address, this is your time, and you take as much as you need.
Yeah, everybody out there, you know, listening, just visit us online, you know. You can find out all of our information on, you know, our website. It's pretty easy. It's AOLMMA.com. Just, you know, and there you'll find our phone number, you know. You can text that phone number, and, you know, you can send us messages, you know, anything, you know, any question you have, you know, you can find it there. And we have some links there, you know, it can give you information on everything that we have going on, our events. We have, you know, we have an upcoming boxing event this Saturday, too. So it's going to be at our gym at AOL. If you're into boxing, we have all these kids, amateur kids doing the sanction. We have a sanction event by USA Boxing. So if you're in the area and you want to stop in prior to the Wesley Chapel Fight Night 5, then, you know, you can do it this Saturday. And all the info is on our website, AOLMMA.com. From there, you can follow us on Twitter. You can like us on Facebook. You know, all our info is there, so visit it, AOLMMA.com.
Carlos, I truly, truly, man, I want to have you on again. Maybe next time we can bring maybe a couple of your amateur fighters and get them some radio time, get them to kind of feel what that's like being interviewed on, you know, live radio. I would love to, you know, definitely continue working with you, both in, you know, any way we can, man. I mean, you know, you got events coming up. You got seminars. You make sure you send us the press releases, you know, whatever it is, boxing, judo, wrestling. You got seminars, events. I know for the fans out there, we should be at Wesley Chapel Fight Night 5. You'll be able to find Matthew Gaither out there covering the event live for MMAMadhouse.com. So you guys make sure you follow him as well. You guys, if you guys have any trouble finding these guys, you can automatically get it. Madhouse.com, and you will be able to see their logo on the right-hand side in our sponsor row. Just click on it. It will take you right there. If you need a car, go hit him up, man. It sounds like he's got some great rides, man. I think me and Carl might be driving down from Oregon and Canada to come buy some cars.
Yeah, come on over. We actually have a lot of customers in Canada. We have people that come in from Ontario, as far from Alberta, Saskatchewan. So we got customers all over Canada. They come, you know, drive. It's crazy. We had this one customer that rode his bike from Saskatchewan all the way here to Western Capital. You know, left his bike here for us to sell it and drove a car back home. So
that's
pretty crazy. But yeah, we have customers all over. So yeah. Bye-bye.
That's a Canadian for you. You want to do something funny? Next time you see a Canadian, ask them for a penny. They don't have pennies in Canada. I found that out today.
Oh. Yeah.
So charge him like $36.99.99, and he's going to be like, yeah, I don't have four pennies, bro. Oh, Carlos, I know it's late where you're at. It's almost 10 p.m. You know, after a long day, especially, you know, this close to fights, I know that you took a lot of time out of your day today, and I want to thank you again. Team Madhouse wants to thank you personally for working with us and helping promote us, getting us, you know, rebroadcast onto the radios, all that stuff. We thank you so much.
No, thank you. Thank you for having me in your show. Thank you very much for inviting us over and for working with us. You know, it been we just started, and we're hoping to keep working for many years to come, and thanks to all the listeners.
Well, enjoy your evening. We'll wrap it up. I'm going to pay some bills on the way out the door, folks. Remember, MMAMadhouse.com for all your Wesley Chapel Fight Night news and for future news with them and all local MMA news. Remember to follow us at MMAMadhouse.com. And don't be a Zufa zombie. Have a good night, folks. Eagle!
MMAMadhouse.com would like to thank their sponsors, Draco Impact Armor, Intimidation Clothing, Valley Auto, All Out Fight Shop, Ink Tank Tattoo, Game Changer Clothing, Hype Fight Store, Bushido.ca, GFL.TV, Rear Naked Smoke, Pro-Am Belts, Vision Smoke Shop, Big T's Nightclub, Clench Custom Mouthguards, Brawl Base, Triumph Fitness, Central Oregon Trike, Crossroader Clothing, and Jax Media.